It's a privilege to pee. Water's worth its weight in gold these days.
If your taste in musicals runs to the light, bouncy, and life-affirming, you may want to take a pass on the Spreckles Theatre Company's latest production. If, however, your taste runs more to the dark and twisted, then you won't find Urinetown, the musical, too draining. It runs through March the 1st. Set in a dystopian future where decades of drought have led to the regulation and privatization of water intake and outtake, the show by Mark Holman and Greg Kotis made quite a splash on Broadway in 2011 and won 3 of the 10 Tony Awards for which it was nominated. It's an odd combination of satire, parody, social drama, and love story. The show opens at amenity number 9, the poorest, filthiest urinal in town, where citizens line up to pay for the privilege to pee. Failure to pay or to be caught urinating in public leads to banishment to Urinetown, a place from where no one has ever returned. The Urine Good Company, headed by the dastardly Caldwell B. Cladwell, played by Tim Setzer, seeks another hike in their outrageous fees. This doesn't sit well with amenity attendant Bobby Strong, played by Joshua Bailey, who's soon fomenting rebellion. Complications ensue when Bobby falls in love with Cladwell's daughter Hope, played by Julianne Thompson-Breton. Will their love be enough to break the stranglehold her father has on everyone's bladder? Well, as Officer Lockstock, played by David Yen, makes clear in his introduction, this isn't a happy musical. Actually, it's barely a musical at all. It's more a single-themed, Forbidden Broadway-type review, with each musical number reminiscent of another show. Look at the sky, smells of Les Miserables. What is Urinetown? Brings Fiddler on the Roof to mind, and Run, Freedom, Run has shades in it of Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. The show's best number may be its only non-referential one, Don't Be the Bunny. Director Jay Manley has an excellent cast at work here with toilet tissue paper-thin characters. Bailey and Thompson-Breton bring earnest demeanors and terrific voices to their roles. Setzer clearly relishes in Cladwell's cartoon villainy. Yen keeps things whizzing by with his humorous exposition, often in tandem with Denise Aliyah-Yen's Little Sally, and the show benefits from a strong ensemble. Michaela Snyder's choreography also pays homage to other Broadway musicals, and Lucas Sherman and a five-peak orchestra handle the musical responsibilities with aplomb. Urinetown may leave a bad taste in the mouth of some, but if you're in the mood for something decidedly different, then, by all means, go. Urinetown the musical runs through March the 1st at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m., the Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m., and there's a Thursday, February 27th performance at 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to SprecklesOnline.com. From Second Stall Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.